Ajahn, could you share a story or reflection about your young disciple Todd? I don't know if we brought any of those books with it. Anyway, it's for those who don't know, there was a book that we printed, Like a River. But Todd was a young boy. He was Thai, born in Thailand, and he was adopted by Thai parents who live up in Washington State. And he had congenital illness, thalassemia, which is like really extreme anemia, so that his blood was never really healthy enough to support his body. So and there's different treatments and if it's left, I mean, he was about 9, I guess, and he came and I knew him since he was about 5, and they'd come to, he would come for treatment at the Oakland Children's Hospital twice a year. So then they'd come and stop at the monastery. And so I'd known him since he was really, really young. And he'd probably been about 7 years old that time. I was invited to go up his family lives in Pullman, Washington, sort of eastern Washington. And he knew I was coming, and he came home from school, and then he sort of ran up to see me. I'd arrive in the early afternoon. And then he, you know, he was only a little kid, 7 years old, and he immediately sort of, you know, bows 3 times, and then he sort of goes into his pocket and give me this candy. And I said, "Where did you get that from?" "Oh, my teacher gave it to me. I can't remember what it was, but you know, he sort of got a spelling right or something, and he got a candy from his teacher." And rather than eating it himself, which as a 7-year-old kid, to sort of think, "Wow, I could offer that to Ajahn Pasano when he comes this afternoon." That's kind of a story of the very, very pure-hearted. And I think he started treatment. So he was 9. I think he died when he was 10. He started a course of treatment sort of similar to like a bone marrow transplant, using stem cell. And it's a 80% success rate. He was in the 20%. So we got he just didn't really recover. But it lingered for quite a long time, and he was probably 6 months in hospital. He even started in September and he died in April. And toward the end, he knew he was dying, and he was very concerned for his parents. He woke up one morning when in the last couple of weeks, he woke up and he asked his mom, "I've been in hospital now for many months. How much allowance do I have?" And there was quite a bit of allowance to stash up. And he said, "I'd like to offer a meal at a Baigiri." And And then he also had, and there was some left over, and he had it, wanted to give it to the kids, in the other kids in the ward. So he split it between the two. So, yeah, very, very pure-hearted. There's a, and right in those last weeks, he woke up, and he told his mom, "Oh, I had a wonderful dream." He said, "I had all the monks I know were around my bed chanting." And his mom said, "Oh, was Ajahn Pasana there?" He said, "Yes." And so what happened was Ajahn Anand there? "Mom," I said, "all of them. They were all there."